Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
All righty, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live as the wonderful, as I describe her, the sexy computer voice, and I don't know whether or not she's sexy or not, but she sounds like a nice gal to me. So let's get underway. Today we have with us Suzanne Truax from Sugarland, California. So we're going to keep that sexy, sugary role, you know, theme going. You know, right, right.
Texas, not California.
Not California, but Texas. Outside of Houston is the main city, which Houston kind of, well, they haven't annexed you guys in, right? Have they?
No.
No, so you guys get to be your own. Well, that's a good thing. And Suzanne usually is partnered or accompanied by her delightful husband, Patrick, but he can't be with us today. So we're confident. I'm 100% confident that Suzanne can hold her own on this one. So let's jump right on into things. And just as a quick reminder, at the end of the call, we will go over announcements and then open up the line for Q&A and comments and all that kind of stuff. So, Suzanne, take us back to the beginning of Nikken and why for you guys? I mean, just looking at your background, you were quite a successful nurse, had a lot of things going on, and Pat was working for the, you know, typical corporate America, had everything going. You guys were the ideal all-American family, had two boys, right?
Right.
And things were on the up and up, and then all of a sudden you kind of pulled the plug on that whole life and switched to Nikken.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
Let's see. Thanksgiving Day in 1992, my husband was actually on the way to help my best friend move, and a man hit him going about 40 miles an hour and rear-ended him in his truck and caused severe damage for Pat, and he actually lost the ability to use the left side of his body due to that accident. And so, like you said, you know, you're thinking you're invincible and life is good, and it is good. And something like that happens to you and your life changes in an instant. And he lived like that for 4 years, and the doctors told me when he woke up from surgery that he would never walk again. And so I told the Lord and all my friends that I was not going to accept that, and that there had to be something else was going to happen. So the children and I prayed for a miracle, you know, and sometimes miracles happen in ways that, you know, they look different than what you might anticipate the package looking like, you know. So come to find out, my very best friend, Lisa Fowle, had been introduced to the company and to the technology through a friend who thought she would be interested in the business, but she also had some health challenges and had started using just one product, and it had totally changed her life. And so Lisa and I have been best friends since we were 13. So when my husband and I got married and she got married, we told her husband it was a package deal. So but we've been more inseparable than our spouses actually over the years. And so we both, you know, kind of jumped on Pat and said, you know, buy these products, you're going to use them. He was a bit of a poot and gave us really a hard time. I mean, really a hard time.
Now, when you say gave you a hard time, because he was not open to the
He couldn't figure out that, you know, he couldn't feel his leg. Why were we going to put insoles in his shoes? His thing was kind of like, hello, I can't feel my foot. Why would you put something in my shoe? You know? So I just told him, listen.
And this is for the record here. This was severe spinal damage.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Lack of communication, one might use those words. In a lot of different areas, you know. So as we, at that time, all Nikken was a magnetic company. So I bought the whole catalog. And, you know, at that time, everything Nikken had cost about $5,000.
Mm-hmm.
As we all know, the technology has actually gotten less expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And like now, if you bought everything you can have, you spend about 37, you know,
sure.
Five.
And you're talking sleep system, comforter, water, air,
yeah.
All the a basic set of nutritionals, the whole thing. Yeah. Sleep, water, air, nutrition, everything. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you wouldn't even spend that. And at that time, that wasn't even there yet, you know.
Sure.
There was pieces of it. And so we got him sleeping on the bed, but he didn't like that either because he was, like a lot of people who are in pain, he was using other things like a little alcohol, you know, some other things, you know.
Which that's biblical, you know, Jesus told us to do that, just not get drunk, but, you know, the problem is a little bit doesn't always gratify, so you end up having more, like, much like prescriptions and
Well, and he was mixing it with that too, you know.
Okay.
And when you're desperate, you do desperate things, you know. And of course, I was at work, and so I didn't, you know, I was doing my best to keep the family going, you know, at that time. And again, having two little kids, being director of nursing at a large hospital here in town. So it was not, you know, it was not a happy time for us.
Sure.
Needless to say. So, you know, as I was thinking and praying about this phone call a while ago, and we often talk about, you know, what is your why? We know that your why changes, you know. And so at that moment, our why was desperation to get our family whole again. You know, that was my why for just delving in because I knew that that the technology couldn't hurt him. It could only help. And we had already spent thousands and thousands of dollars. You know, we live in one of the medical capitals of the world. And so I had already sought the brilliance of the Western medicine, concept of what we could do. And nothing had worked. And so there was really no reason why not, you know?
Sure.
And so as Pat began to, you know, at that time we didn't know a difference in what water there was. So, you know, I tried to get him off of some of those other things and added a lot more water to his consumption.
Yeah, I was going to say, in Texas, you really can't live there and not know that water's just nasty. I mean, because
nobody really,
Houston, Dallas, pretty much everywhere, nobody drinks the water. So given an alternative, everybody's weaned on Coke or Dr. Pepper.
Sweet tea, right?
But, yeah.
So, anyway, one Saturday about 10 weeks after, you know, and remember at that time, all we had were minis that were like the size of a 50-cent piece.
Mm-hmm.
And the back flex, which probably most people on this call remember, it was a 4x6 magnetic disc that most people wore in their lower back. And the sleep system. That was pretty much what we had then. You know, no jewelry, nothing to actually go around the neck that we now know helps communication with the brain and all those other really great things. But the really good news is in 10 weeks, he was able to start moving the toes on his left foot. And, you know, at that point, he kind of realized, wow, maybe something is going on. And the other thing that I really learned from that lesson was Pat actually did not realize that something was going on for him. It was me and the boys who said, you know, brought things to his attention, like that his, you know, he wasn't as irritable, he was sleeping more, and that his attitude was just better. And that, and I really feel like that happens a lot of times, that people will give up before the body catches up with everything that you know, that how the body can heal.
Well, ten weeks, you're talking 2.5 months.
Uh-huh.
And results with prescriptions and alcohol and the other things that Pat was already using, that'll deliver results usually overnight. I mean, it'll numb the pain. But that's a really good reminder that sometimes the body doesn't respond overnight. I mean, not to digress here, but Dr. John Harler shared with us a couple of weeks ago that he'd been living, you know, over a year with all the symptoms of lupus, And, but just by tweaking some of his Nikan nutritionals, he felt results within a month, but it was 3 months later having the blood work done and everything changed. And he knew it had changed, but the evidence was really getting, the doctor's report back, blood level going from, over 25, those markers, down to less than one. And that's scientific.
That's huge.
Proof. Yeah, it is huge. And you would know that being a nurse. Your blood markers, when they're over 25, something's really bad, but when they're down below 1, 3 months later, this is a major turnaround. So for Pat, was he a little bit more accepting when he started and when you and the boys actually pointed out and said, hey, Dad, husband, something's
really bad? Yeah, it gave him a lot, it gave him hope. And so, at that point, we were able to get him back into physical therapy, and he was more willing to be a participant in his own care.
Because prior he was basically living the life of an invalid, it sounds like.
Well, not
quite that bad.
I mean, there's varying degrees of that. But when you're talking about a man who was used to picking up 250 pounds several times a day, and then going to a person who doesn't feel one side of their body. In his head, he was definitely an invalid.
Sure.
There's all the thoughts of, I'm not a provider for my family now, and all that emotional thing that many times, you see when people have devastating loss like we did and like he did. And so, again, many times when we look at humans being more, we're talking about a whole package. And so, again, it reminds me of when we're trying to assist a family or someone that God's brought into our life for us to be able to share this with, that it's so important to look at the whole family unit and be really, really good listeners.
Sure.
And to help them with patience through the journey, and that it's not about, now they don't have a boo-boo on their foot,
mm-hmm.
but what all does that, how many lives are we going to touch here?
Yeah, I mean, because you're talking 4 years is a long time to not be living whole. And again, as you keep stressing here, and I think it's such a beautiful point to acknowledge that the whole family was impacted, that we needed to get our whole family whole again. And that is par for the course any time a member of the family or even an individual, because there are going to be people that get impacted in that sphere of influence negatively, and sometimes whole relationships and whole environments get severed and people take on a whole new identity. I think of all the support groups that are out there for every condition known to man to help people through it, but a lot of times we get stuck in a rut because we don't know what it's like to get back onto the other side.
Yeah. Last week I had the opportunity to be in a group of providers for the elder population. I work a lot with Alzheimer's families. And, one of the things that, we can offer, again, is to keep families whole. Because a lot of times, as I think your family's also been affected, that there'll be a family member that the family actually cannot manage anymore. But many times with these technologies, for only a little bit of money compared to having to move that family member out of the home, is that we can keep the family a unit and hold on to the savings for that individual and for that family and keep that family a unit. And, when you realize that you can offer people that, it's huge.
Yeah. And I keep thinking of people that we know that have the whole family unit and where they were going been derailed by autism, or as you mentioned, Alzheimer's, or the list goes on and on and on. And that, wait a second, how about we kind of steer that ship or steer that vehicle back onto the path we were on by supplementing what we're, we're not talking about whole life change. You got to sleep. So why not put, a sleep system on that bed? And I just had this conversation yesterday morning with a couple just north of you in Tomball. And, they haven't been sleeping for years. And the pillows and the comforter arrived before the Nature Rest mattress topper. And she texted me yesterday morning first thing and said, I just need to find out when the mattress topper is going to arrive. And she said, we had a crazy experience just with these pillows last night. And I thought, I showed it to Stacy and said, do you think that's positive or negative? I'm not sure how to read this. So I quickly called her, and she described in great detail. Well, she hasn't slept, literally, for the last couple of years after the birth of their last child. And she just said, I don't normally have really bad neck and shoulder issues, but I woke up this morning and I looked at Keith and he looked at me and he was reluctant to admit it because they don't know anything about this. They're totally beside themselves the fact that a pillow with Nikin's technologies in it could deliver so much. And so she didn't wait. She told me, she said, I located where our mattress topper is, and if that's a freight company, and they're supposed to deliver it Monday. I'm not waiting until Monday. I'm going to go get it right now.
Yeah,
you know,
she's got a why.
Yeah, we don't live that far from the airport. We're going to go get it.
Yeah, they go.
So, anyways, to finish up you guys' story, to not get totally lost and to have too much fun here, Pat got the result. Were you guys looking for, because what tends to happen, and it's not that it has to happen this way, but what looking back to the history of my 20 plus years with Nikin, what tends to happen is when a member of the family, or when every member of the family, has a really exciting experience with the Nikin solutions, kind of our minds are opened up to the possibility that, man, we need to share this with other people, and there's a whole business attached to it. What have we got to lose? What went through your minds at that point when Pat started getting his life back?
Well, actually, you know, as he began to get his life back, he had an employee who had a little girl that had severe cerebral palsy, and people began to see, you know, Pat's recovery, but Pat still wasn't convinced that it wasn't just, you know, his time to heal, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so this gentleman asked Pat if he thought that what had happened to Pat, if there was a possibility that that might happen for his little girl. And Pat said, you know, I don't have a clue. You need to call my wife. And so we drove to Spring, Texas, which you know where that is,
mm-hmm.
and went to this family's home, and their little baby girl was 4 years old. She weighed like 35 pounds, but was severely contracted with that situation.
Sure.
She had a feeding tube. She was nonverbal, needed help with every activity of daily living. And we loaned them a mattress pad, of which they put in the floor, because this little girl, in spite of her contractures, was able to flail, you know, and fling her little body. So she didn't sleep in a bed. She slept in the floor. And so I left the mattress pad there for about 2 weeks. Her little feet were so tiny. We were able to make two pairs of inserts out of just a man size of inserts. We put them in her little socks because she didn't wear shoes, and then we put them in her big sister, who just wanted a pair because she wanted to feel a part of what was going on. So we did that, and in about 2 weeks, the dad called and said, y'all need to come out to the house. And so we thought, okay, you know, we'll go get our stuff. But when we got there, that mother called out that little girl's name. And this little girl was able to crawl in 2 weeks. And, of course, Pat just cried like a baby because he could not believe, you know, it was one thing for something to happen to him.
Sure.
For him to actually see that.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they were in a situation because the mother couldn't keep working and the father made barely over minimum wages. We just not have the heart to take those products back home.
Sure.
So we just left them there. Well, Pat and I got this big argument on the way home because, you know, I was so passionate about the product side, I really had not even looked at the business side. And again, you have to realize I had him at home that I was trying to manage, and I haven't even told you that one of our children had severe ADD, ADHD. And I was managing a huge home care company that I was responsible for 24 hours a day. Thank you, salary employees. So, you know, I did not have time to go, you know, I think I'll sell magnets. I mean, I've just been looking to sell magnets my entire life. This is my why. I've got it, you know. But on the way home from spring, which, you know, our house is like an hour drive,
mm-hmm.
I told Pat, you know, once you know something like this, how could you not tell people this? You know, I was doing a three-way phone call with somebody yesterday, and I said, you know that song about hide it under a bushel? No, I'm going to let it shine. You know that song you learned when you're a little kid?
Uh-huh.
You know, some people just, yeah, they say, yes, I'm going to hide it, and some people say, no, I'm not, you know? And that was the beginning of, you know, this mouth that's going right now. You know, when Pat saw that, when I saw it, and when we looked at Pat's business sense of, you know, what he had done for many years, and my medical sense, and just the passion that we have for people, our business just started to evolve. And we kind of did our business like that for a while. But I kept wanting to give products to people. And Pat said, Suzanne, you cannot give products because then you have nothing else to give. You know, if you don't have something to share with people, then you can't. You can't keep doing that. So then I realized that I had to educate people about and stop loaning products. We on a rare occasion do that anymore.
Sure.
But
let me ask you this, because I didn't plan on this, but it seems to be one of those questions that we naturally, when we're so excited about something, as we always are, at least 99% of Nikanites as wellness consultants, we get excited, and then we're always quick just to say, well, even though we had purchased them ourselves most of the time, we're always quick to say, hey, we'll just use this for a few days and see what happens for you. We know it's going to work. Why do you think, for you, I mean, you probably had to ask yourself this question, why is it that we tend to do that?
I think because we're so sure of what we know that we feel confident in doing that. But I tell you, Vance, so much of my business does not live within an area that I want to get in the car and drive to or that I can. You know, our business now is so different than it was, you know, then, or that it was even 18 months ago.
Sure.
Because of Skype, because of YouTube, because of the internet in general. Specifically in the last 18 months, the world has gotten so much smaller.
Sure.
So much smaller. There's awesome phone calls that, such as this one. There are, and because if you connect with people in Europe and in different parts of the world, you'll see that there are phone calls, even live phone calls, that you can connect other people with. That you don't, you know, the idea of let me loan you this backflex or these M strides is foreign now rather than local, you know?
Mm-hmm. And so what are you doing differently? And this is kind of a more of a business tip than anything else, or a business tip question. What are you doing differently right now today instead of loaning to wait for a reaction with one of Nikan's solutions as a convincing? I think you mentioned you're educating. Is that the primary thing that's taking place?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of times it is based on, you know, a physical need, but I have a consultant that I've actually never, you know, touched and felt, as my husband calls it. You know, he used to say all the time, touch and feel the product. But, I mean, it's not a person I've had a belly-to-belly, face-to-face, you know, thing with.
Sure.
But, saying that's not as rude, but anyway.
No, I understand.
In New York that I'm doing a 21 club.
Mm.
It's in my downline, and I, you know, he's coming to Houston for HBM later in the year. But anyway, the point is, I'm doing a 21 club with him, and every person we've talked to, what we've talked about is why we do what we do, how we do what we do, and what it is we do, rather than starting out with products.
Sure.
No. And so it's more about creating conversations rather than, oh, I heard you have a bad back.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Or, oh, I heard you have this physical need. It's more, actually what this guy did was he sent out a challenge to all of his friends on Facebook to learn about his new business. And it has been fantastic. And so, you know, we just start a conversation with that person about, hey, tell me about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, I saw your Facebook page, and you look like you're really having a great life. What's going on with you?
Yeah.
You know, and it's no more than doing an ABC in a coffee shop. And as a matter of fact, it's easier because then it's not a, like, what do you got up your sleeve kind of thing.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
So the trust level is there because, again, those people are already friends with Al, and then we can start a conversation about something that you see, like, on their Facebook page that obviously they love or are attracted to, you know. Yesterday, this lady we were talking to, she finally asked me about dogs and dachshunds and, you know, do these technologies and you know, that's what her passion is and blah, 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 about the dogs. She got hysterical about humans being more and dogs. You know, and it was a 20-minute conversation. This lady lived in South Carolina, I think.
Uh-huh.
You know? Right?
Uh-huh.
And so now we brought her into his sphere of influence. And so now I don't really need to be involved in that relationship. He's got it.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah. Sure. And I think the principle of what you're doing, and it emphasizes the fact that that simple core philosophy of an ABC, what Al's doing is, you know, on a 21 club, is using you and connecting just to help educate, as you use that word, and bring credibility and validity. And I would imagine you probably share your story of your family's experience a lot, like maybe in more of a condensed form or maybe elongated.
Oh, yeah.
But we get very, very good at it because that's what we should be doing. And it's not, I guess the biggest thing that I'm realizing here, we're just conveying stories to help educate folks that, hey, this is for real. What have you got to lose here? It's not so much about, as you said, helping a boo-boo or, you know, asking about your back. I don't think that's really even so much necessary to find out what the need is, even though that's a good thing to do as compassionate human beings. But the real reality is here, we want to educate people on the validity that, hey, number one, network marketing is real. It's been around for several decades. Number two, we have a company that's part of, you know, establishing history in that industry. And as I learned from your husband, a couple of years ago, and I keep sharing these numbers, and I try and do it every time I'm asked to do a three-way, is here are the hardcore numbers. You got an almost 40-year-old company that's impacted over 40 million people's lives. We're doing business in 40 countries. And they estimate a little over $25 billion in sales.
That's pretty powerful, right?
Yeah, well, it does to me, and every time I say it, I'm reminded of that. Where have things, I mean, because you guys have been now, and I'm doing the math in my head, and I think that's 18 years.
Right.
I should have written that down rather than counting on my fingers. 18 years, and still blowing and going, and obviously your business is not just isolated to Sugar Land, Texas, as you've shared.
We have a super great group in Mexico. They, if you have the chance to see the last family, Meekin Family Magazine from Mexico, the family that's on the front of the cover is our consultants, and they were, you know, they had the highest group a month ago.
Wow.
So we're really, really proud of them. And that's through our wonderful Platinums in Laredo, Texas, in an area where you think,
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I spent, 5 days in, oh, what year was that? 1991 in Laredo, and hopping across the border over to Nuevo Laredo.
And so that's where that group is from.
Yeah, and it's not a high affluent area.
No. And not a place that, you know, people here in Texas say, hey, I think I'll go over there. but we are very proud of that group because they make huge efforts to come there when we're there. And so that means they sit on the border sometimes for 3 hours waiting to cross the border to come maybe spend 2 hours with us.
Sure.
So they, I mean, much like at the Royal Alliance when we learned that the group that came from Russia had all the effort it took them to be able to come and be a part of the Nikin family.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, sometimes this opportunity we take for granted, you know.
Right. Because we don't want to drive 20-25 minutes, uh-huh. you know, in the rain to go check something out. Well, and the thing is, we don't have to. Because as you already alluded to, pretty much every night of the week there's live calls, there's live Skype, there's Bojabi events, there's WebExes, there's always something going on that we could connect to and we can connect people to. Suzanne, one last question I want to ask you, because there's a lot of people listening right now live or on the recording that we've been in Nikin a while and we just don't have, and sometimes we'll use this as an excuse, we don't have a profound life-altering experience like what Pat did, or this 4-year-old with the CP who was nonverbal flailing, you know, 35 pounds. I mean, that's nuts to be living that way. We don't have an experience that we've seen or had ourselves that, you know, gives us that this is why we're doing this as a business. I know that's not necessary, so that's not my question. My question is this. What does it take really to get in the game or get back in the game and be able to continue on a daily basis and maintain the energy and enthusiasm and excitement? What do you and Pat do to keep that ball rolling in that direction?
Staying connected, I think. You know, choose something that resonates with you. Find somebody whose energy you resonate with, you know. There's a wonderful woman here in Sugar Land who is in my cross line. Her name's Pam Foster. And she lost 80 pounds on Vital Balance, and she's doing a really great phone call on Tuesday nights. And I love being on her call, and she lives here in town, so we do really fun things together. And she, you know, I love doing things with her. And she has a great attitude. So I think it's very much, to me, it's very much like your spiritual life.
Mm-hmm.
It's great to, you know, have your own agenda, but you find a lot of energy when you're around like-minded people. And I think that your business will grow when you ask for like-minded people to come into your life, because then the amount of energy you have, you can use it to be productive. And you'll find that you're more productive when you ask for like-minded people to come into your life.
Sure.
And it'll make it a lot easier. The other thing that I'm really excited that we're seeing in a huge way is the fact that the company itself is becoming is beginning to work together more globally.
Mm-hmm.
And the Royal Alliance and just all the corporate with the field and what we're seeing there, I think is just huge. And all the wonderful events. And most people probably got an email this morning or last night about the women's phone call that's going to be on Wednesday. The Women in Power phone call. It's live on Wednesday. You can go to the RoyalAlliance.com website and sign up for the call. That call will be amazing. There's wonderful phone calls. They're at 2 for our time, because in Europe that's the evening time.
Sure. And again, that website, just for the record, in case somebody, we missed it here, it's the theroyalalliance.com, all spelled out, theroyalalliance.com. And those calls are happening every Wednesday, correct?
Well, I think they're really once a month.
Once a month, okay, I'm sorry.
The women's call. Judy Boger did the first one, and it was fabulous, and they're all recorded. But what I'm saying is you can, if you're not connected, you can listen to those calls for yourself for inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And those calls are very much not about the how does the backflex work or how do the M-strides work, but they're more about inspiration and leadership. And so I really, really enjoy those.
Well, and what you're talking about is vitally important, and that word vital, has crept into our vocabulary the last few years. And talking with Pam Benson in Chicago yesterday, and she's one of our golds there, and it's tough when you're experiencing what a lot of people in North America are experiencing, and that the weather really, really has taken a toll on a lot of folks because we're just not used to the harshness, and people don't want to get out. They just I think the term is sad is part of it, that seasonal affectiveness disorder. But the biggest thing is when you're homebound, and you're not being able to, as you said, get connected with other people who are going to spur you on, and we can do that. I mean, this is why I've been doing this for the last, 15 years, every Saturday mornings. I get jacked up when I talk to people like you.
Well, thanks. Me too. Me too. I love it. You know, the other great thing is, I love these phone calls from the European group. You get to experience their life and what's going on in a whole different world that, I've never experienced. And it all got started because some young girls, okay, I'm 60, so I guess, whatever, Charlotta has a one-year-old or a two-year-old now, I think. But anyway, when they came to the Royal Alliance 2 years ago, I started hanging out with them. Well, they came up with this idea to have this Women in Power phone call. And so it got started from that. But we talk on Skype all the time. And that's actually how this Women in Power phone call got started. So it's really fun to, and there's all these other women from different parts of Europe on this phone call. And, I don't speak a word of anything but English and some Spanish. But we can still talk enough to be able to inspire each other. So it's really a great, opportunity to feel like I'm not stuck in my house,
Mm-hmm.
And
well,
you can call them on Skype, and the Skype, oh my gosh, has helped so much.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people don't know you can do Skype for free.
Well, you can pick up the phone and pretty much nowadays talk to anyone, anywhere in the world for free.
But it's a huge difference. Let me make this clear. It's a huge difference to be able to see someone's face.
Sure.
Okay, when you're talking about that sad thing,
mm-hmm.
Okay, a voice that takes you to one level. I mean, we've done crazy things like, Rainey, the lady that's doing the call this week, I asked her, she was talking about how she loved to celebrate. Her call this week is about being a leader, and so I might be, popping one of her balloons. But I asked her, so how do you celebrate with your group? Because she said, we celebrate the tiniest little things. And she said, oh, well, we get a glass of wine, and the person on the other end of the phone gets their glass of wine, and we cha-ching each other, on Skype. I thought, how fun is that? Right? So it's like having a cup of coffee or a cup of something else.
Sure.
Someone else in whatever their home looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and Suzanne, what it was really, and we got to wrap this up, but I would think is so evident, and especially right now with the Olympics just commencing last night with opening ceremonies, and as you said earlier, the world is a much smaller place. We can connect with people all over, and with what Nikan's doing, and to be more strategic, it really comes down to, if I'm hearing you correctly, it really comes down to connecting people with Nikan and encouraging them with a little bit of information, a little bit of education, saying, really, just check this out. 40 million plus people can't be wrong. This thing is solid and it's going, and let's not wait for you to have an experience. Just trust me on it. And, you know, like the gal yesterday that wasn't going to wait for the freight company to bring her mattress back. She went to go get it. You know, I don't know. She hasn't texted me this morning, and I haven't called her first thing because, you know, when I wake up at 6 o'clock on Saturday, I got to get my plane wrapped around.
Right.
Making sure our four-year-old stays in her room, which she has not. I can hear her pitter-patting around up above me, which means she's going to go wake up the whole rest of the house. But I think the core philosophy of what you've shared here is that we really do have an answer that'll impact people's families that have either been altered, or maybe they're doing great, but they can be doing so much better.
Uh-huh.
And
humans being more, yeah.
Yeah, that's really what it comes down to. So if you got on the call late, Suzanne Truax has been our guest, and if you want to check out the recording, as always, and the other one that I mentioned, Dr. John Harler, I know I sound like a broken record, and those of us who are older than 40, we know what that illustration is. But check out the recordings at SaturdayAMLive.com. And give Steve a couple days to get the recording from today's conversation up. But they're all there. They're in chronological order. And if your computer won't let you open it, I know this week I've gotten a couple texts from people and emails. I try to bring it up and it doesn't go. Keep trying, or find somebody that's smarter than you are, you know, one of these computer geek guys or gals to ask you what's going on, because we haven't had any issues either on our Mac or on our whatever other computer is, I don't know, or on my phone. Everything seems to be working fine, so there's nothing wrong with the website, SaturdayAMLive.com. Again, they're all there. So, Suzanne, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so very much. This has been delightful. I know that I gained a lot of knowledge, and looking back at my notes, just some simple tips about really going in and asking people, not so much where they're hurting physically so much, but maybe some of the other areas that are impacted by the five pillars, that we have some solutions, and to deliver that message of what Nikan has in the human being more concept. And again, with the Olympics going on, what better way to allow them to see what people are enjoying around the world as far as Nikan. So thank you again, everybody, for joining. Have a fantastic weekend. Those of you in the colder parts, stay warm. And we look forward to having you back next week. We've got an open line format. It's not because Vance couldn't schedule a guest. It's just we're 6 weeks into the new year. And I want to talk about what we have been doing differently in 2014, that's going to set this year up to be a complete success. And we started the year talking about this, the difference between a resolutionist and a decisionist, if there is such a word, making decisions versus making resolutions. And we're going to find out where people are at. And then 2 weeks from this morning, we've got June Silva, who, after being a lifetime closet smoker, who's now, 9 going into 10 months, of being free of that addiction. And June is going to share, number one, why she made the decision to come out and give up this nasty habit. I've learned a lot about things dealing with addictions the last couple weeks. I'm actually taking a class, not so much for my own sake, just to understand how people can get hooked on things and then not have the ability to come out of it. And then 3 weeks, Dr. Robin Ekholm-Ash, or Ekholm-Span-Ash, got a couple hyphenated names there, and I forget what order they're in. She will be back with us to do another edition of Stump the Doc, which is always fun. So start gearing up for that, have questions ready to go, and it'll be a lot of fun as we do that. That'll be the 1st of March. So Again, have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you again, Suzanne. I will look forward to talking to everybody real soon. Bye-bye for now, gang.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.